What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Yankees fall to the Twins in the series finale. 4-1. If you're wondering why Paul Goldschmidt didn't pinch hit against the lefty Cody Funderburk, seventh inning, the Volpe one out doubled off Ryan, then McMahon grounds to first, Volpe up to third. Big spot there for Austin Wells to possibly get the Yankees closer. He had a lefty in. So you figure perfect spot for Paul Goldschmidt. Off the bench, well, Susan tells us, Aaron Boone just confirmed, Goldschmidt, right knee soreness. They don't know whether it's day-to-day or an IL. We're going to figure that out as the night progresses into morning. This trip out of the road into the off day. But right knee soreness for Paul Goldschmidt. As for the key moments in this game, Cam Schlittler was cruising. 9 up, 9 down, 3 strikeouts to start his night. And Joe Ryan, no easy customer, right? But the Yankees runners in scoring position, first couple of innings, they pressured Ryan. Didn't score, but 2 out in the third. Another way to score, Cody Bellinger, today's electrifying drive of the game.
As Bellinger drives on deep to right, that's way gone. Second deck, 5 rows up. Cody Bellinger with a home run. It's number 22 in the Yankees. Have a 1-0 lead, 2 out here in the third.
And 16 of those 22 right here at Yankee Stadium. Electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, Schlittler with that lead, top four, top of the order again, back-to-back full count. He walked Trevor Larnach. Byron Buxton battled him 10 pitches and bulleted a double professional at bat there. Byron Buxton into the left field corner, second and third, nobody out. But how about Schlittler, the rookie, always unfazed, held the Twins to 1 run. Kieschel, RBI grounded to second. Productive out, moved Buxton up to third, but Schlittler overpowered Cody Clemens. He did walk Ryan Jeffers. But first and third, lazy pop up to third. Matt Wallner stranded, end of the inning. Good news, 1-run game. Still deadlocked. Bad news, Joe Ryan. You don't get him. You don't quite get him those first couple. Settling in. After the Bellinger home run, 2 out in the third. 4 consecutive strikeouts for Joe Ryan. That included mowing down Rice, Jazz, Volpe in the fourth inning. Then an easy 1-2-3 fifth. That made it 7 straight retired for Ryan. So despite Schlittler doing his part, scoreless fifth inning, 5 innings of 2-hit ball. Everything you could have asked for from Cam Schlittler. Game stayed tied, 1-1. Yerry De Los Santos on for the sixth inning. Heart of the order, Buxton and Kieschel. Infield singles to short and third. Very different. Buxton, it was a rocket that Volpe stopped in the hole. Wouldn't have gotten Buxton anyway. Rice didn't dig it out at first. Wouldn't have gotten him anyway. Kieschel, this was a soft grounder to third. Perfect spot near the line. McMahon knocked it down. Nothing he could do about it. So infield singles to short and third. 2 on, nobody out. And up stepped Rogers' son, Cody Clemens, for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
3-2 pitch. De Los Santos line drive into the gap. Right center field. All kinds of trouble. Buxton will cruise home. Kieschel to third. He's flying. He's going to get there. Oh. Grisham dropped the ball out there. Here's a throw from Jazz. And sliding head first with a triple. Cody Clemens, he knocks in 2. And it's a 3-1 Minnesota lead here in the sixth.
Yeah, Grisham a little troubled out there in center field, allowing Clemens to take that extra base, but a 2-run double. The Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So Yerry De Los Santos, a rare blip there in the sixth inning. Aaron Boone came out and got him. Signaled for Mark Leiter Jr. Clemens off third. Nobody out. And Leiter, he induced a couple of pop-ups. Kept Clemens off third. But 2 out. Royce Lewis, backbreaker.
Here's the pitch. Threw another breaking ball in trouble. Down the left field line. Bellinger going for it. Can't get it. Fair territory. Bounces over his head. Goes into the corner. The run scores and into second with an RBI double as Royce Lewis. 4-1 Minnesota.
Almost out of that jam, almost out of further trouble. Insurance runs brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. Joe Ryan had his string of eight in a row broken up. He's being awfully careful with Bellinger. Right after that home run, didn't want to get clipped again. One out in the sixth inning, the Bellinger walk. But Ryan Fanstanton got Rice to prevent any further trouble. Grounded a second. Seventh inning, one out double Anthony Volpe. 25th double of the year. But Joe Ryan from 2-0 down, 3-1 down. He rallied against Ryan McMahon. Got a grounded a second. That ended 6 2/3 strong for Ryan. And the Twins' bullpen just took it from there. The lefty, Cody Funderburk, he froze the lefty, Austin Wells. If you're wondering about Paul Goldschmidt, it's right knee soreness. They're not sure yet, day-to-day or IL situation. We'll chat more with Susan on that front. But that's why it was lefty versus lefty, Funderburk against Wells. And then after that, the righty, Justin Tilpa, the pride of Binghamton. Six-out save. So the Yankees go very silently tonight, with everyone else losing around them that they needed to lose. Yankees fall 4-1. They do win the series, but they settle for a 3-3 homestand. Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.